Chicken salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
St. Louis FC takes on Louisville City FC on Sunday, May 24th at 7:30.
Hear it live beginning at 7:30 p.m. Brought to you by Dobbs Tire. With locations all over town, you're in, up, fixed, out at Dobbs.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. Hi, Geis. How are you?
Fine. We're giving 83% of the effort.
That must be a holiday weekend coming up.
100% of the time.
That's 20% of the effort, 100% of the week.
Yeah. Okay, that's it.
The parking garage here at Westport Plaza is about 83% empty at
yes,
this point.
Yes, it is.
At my wife's office, she usually has to work till 5:30. They told her she can go home at 4:45 today.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You told me that.
I don't know that qualifies for a woo-hoo.
No, because it's essentially all the works, the businesses are getting out early, so you're going to have rush hour just at 4 or 4:30 today.
Yeah. Dan, has the boss called and said what time we get to go home today? We're leaving early, as we usually, most companies would let you do before a holiday weekend.
We have not received any phone calls.
No, I got one. I got a text. We get to leave at 5:52 instead of 5:55 today.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So they sold extra spots is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was nice.
mattress spots.
Tim Weiland will be, mattress spots for Memorial Day. It doesn't matter what it is in America. If it's a Monday holiday, you have to go buy a new mattress.
Yes.
Tim Weiland will be checking the roads for us. We'll have the Harris Challenge and Knuckleheads in the news later on. Colin will be here in the studio in the 4 o'clock hour reviewing Tomorrowland, the new George Clooney movie, and Good Kill, the new Ethan Hawke movie.
I'm anxious to hear what he says about Tomorrowland.
Yeah, I saw it also, so we'll both review it for you next hour. I'm in a very good mood today because I had a physical earlier today. And as I may have mentioned on the air, I've been trying to drop a few pounds. And I went in today for my weigh-in, and I am at the lowest weight I have been at for over 25 years.
Wow.
That's good.
And what have you been doing?
I go to the gym, and I swim 3 days a week, and I either walk and do the machines 2 or 3 days a week. And also stop drinking soda.
Yes.
That's the big one right there.
Yeah.
That and no more.
Were you a regular soda drinker or diet? I mean, diet. You didn't drink diet soda.
E and I have spent my adult life trying to get a Pepsi endorsement. I certainly drank enough of their products to get the endorsement, but I figured, you know what? I'm 56 years old now. It's probably not going to happen, so screw them. I'm not drinking their stuff anymore.
And I like Pepsi, if you're like me. I like Pepsi much better than Coke.
Yeah.
And I can tell the difference.
Me too.
Yeah.
For some reason, I've been a diet soda drinker since I was a teenager. Well, maybe even before a teenager.
And I don't think that matters. Diet soda does not matter.
Well, they say it doesn't make you thinner because you just overcompensate.
I'll have four slices of pizza because I'm having diet soda.
You're like, well, I'm not getting all that sugar from my soda.
The way I used to be. Look, my entire life I've been drinking skim milk. If I had milk, it was always because that's what I was brought up with. And regular milk tastes way too rich for me.
Same here. Exactly.
Like,
same
if I make chocolate milk out of whole milk, it's like a shake.
Oh, yeah. You dump some malt powder in there.
So my whole life, if there were cookies around, I would think, well, I'm drinking skim milk, so I can compensate by having extra cookies.
Yes.
I drink 1%. I don't know. That's pretty close to skim, isn't it?
Well, whole milk, I did not know this until 2 years ago. I'll be honest with you. Whole milk is 4%.
Okay.
You know, they make it sound.
Yeah. No, I thought it was all 100%.
I know. That's what I thought until 2 years ago when I think it was my very smart wife, told me that, no, that's not the case. Because it's the percentage is the amount of fat that's in the milk. And you wouldn't want 100% fat milk.
Right, because the quote-unquote whole milk, I think it's like 8 to 10 grams of fat per serving or whatever.
That's because it has all that in it. So when you're drinking 1%, it's about a quarter of the amount of fat that's in there.
Yeah.
2% would be a half. I did that in my head. Did that math right there live, ad-libbed it for you on the radio here.
So what is skim then? A half percent?
No, zero.
Skim is 0%.
No fat.
Really?
Yeah. Also, by the way, no fat in Pepsi. Damn, I'm not getting the endorsement deal. I have to stop plugging them.
The 60 grams of sugar, though, that's where it gets you.
Absolutely. Plus the teeth rotting like the chrome on an old rusty Chevy. all of that.
I ordered just yesterday because I am the ultimate impulse buyer. Companies that are
Do you mean when you go to a store, like a Walgreens
or somewhere?
I don't go to stores.
So, no, it's not. Yes. No, I agree. Yeah. I'm not a big clothes shopper or anything, but a Walgreens shopper. Yes. Any new product, especially food related yes. I'm very impulsive that way.
Ooh, so, brownie batter Oreos.
Yes.
I'm going to try those.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
a
thing, by the way. That's a new thing that they're coming out with soon.
So, yes. All those companies that spend millions of dollars of research on how to capture the impulse, it works.
What would you get besides food?
At like a Walgreens?
Or anywhere. Or are you doing a lot of it online?
Yes, this was an online impulse purchase yesterday, or 2 days ago, because I saw it was a Yahoo article. It was on their main page, and it was talking about the return of some products from the 80s and 90s. One was Clearly Canadian is coming back. I don't know if you remember that drink. It was a sparkling beverage that it was a clear bluish glass bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And they had different flavors like strawberry, black cherry, you know, wild mountain berry or whatever.
Okay.
And the next one was the original New York seltzer soda bottles. Do you remember those?
No.
I don't remember either.
They were short.
I never drank any of those. I always drank Pepsi.
Yes.
That's right.
Have they called you?
I'm with Paul.
Dan, did they call?
Who's that?
Pepsi.
Now, he's still looking for the endorsement.
Second. No, they did not.
You know what it is? It's probably on the same line as the boss would use to call us to tell us we can go home early today.
Let me check that line.
So, sure that's...
yeah, there must be something wrong with the line. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes. So
New York seltzer.
Yeah, original New York seltzer. They were short glass bottles, and they had styrofoam labels on them. Do you remember those styrofoam labels that would go over glass bottles? Where you could pick it apart, and it kind of came out. So it had those labels,
And you would always see if you could pull it off in one.
Yes, in one strip all the way around. Yes. Yeah. So they have, I think, six flavors. They have root beer, lemon lime, and it was clear. It was also a clear beverage. So I think their peak of popularity was in the 80s. So I saw the article and ordered a case on the way. So
you found out that they're still in business.
That it just came back. And, yeah, somebody had bought the Clearly Canadian, too, and they're just trying to – so it's they're getting those nostalgia purchases. So so we'll see how it goes. There's a motion, I know, online to bring Crystal Pepsi back.
Boy, that flopped, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Not as bad as New Coke, but people just didn't want that.
Yeah.
Did you ever have ski soda?
No, what's that?
Ski soda is...
S-K-I or S-K-E-E?
S-K-I. Oh,
yeah.
SKI. I think
it's Central Illinois based.
Central Illinois based. It's
real
made.
Cane sugar. It's like a
oh my goodness. It's
a
like
citrus, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a Mountain Dew look to it, and it is it's pretty good. But holy moly, it's loaded with sugar.
They all are ski soda. They all are.
Yeah.
And my wife and I were on vacation in the Caribbean years and years ago. She became enamored of a soda called Ting, T-I-N-G, which is grapefruit soda.
Oh, like Fresca, kind of?
Well, Fresca is lemon-lime, yeah. Like 7-Up.
Was it? I thought Fresca was like a citrus.
It was
a kind of a grapefruit.
Citrus, but not grapefruit, yeah.
So she became enamored of it, and so much so that she wanted it when we came back. Well, at that time, you couldn't get it anywhere in the States. I don't know if you can now. But I took one sip of it and said, you know what? You can have all of it.
Do you like grapefruit?
No.
I don't understand people that like grapefruit because the taste of it is repulsive.
I don't care how much you like grapefruit. I challenge you to put a piece of grapefruit in your mouth and not make the sour face.
Exactly.
I have to have sugar with my grapefruit.
Well, yeah, because you're making it sweet.
Right, yeah, that's exactly it.
Grapefruit in its original form is horrible.
Oh, yes, it is.
People, and you think, well, maybe the pink grapefruit will be more flavorful. No.
Yeah, you know how you make it more flavorful? Brown sugar.
I've seen people putting brown sugar on there,
and you still make the sour face. It's impossible not to.
Yeah.
That's the same with cranberry juice to me. I don't know if you're...
Oh, he likes that, too.
It's that bitter, and somebody said the cranberry juice in its juice form, that's already loaded with so much sugar. Cranberry in its natural form is even worse than what the juice form is
What my wife has told me is that cranberries are far too bitter for human beings to consume.
Yes. So they add a bunch of sugar to it to make the juice.
So somebody went out into nature and found these incredibly bitter berries and said, I bet we could get people to drink this if we add 1,000 grams of sugar and liquefy it somehow.
And to me, it still tastes horrible. It still tastes bitter.
I bet somebody had an idea about throwing vodka into it then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kills off the bitter, I guess.
I guess.
Or at a certain point, you've had so many, you don't care how bitter it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me have a cranberry and grapefruit and whatever.
I think they feel like they're drinking healthy. Give me a vodka cranberry.
Yeah.
And then they feel like they're having some healthy sort of drink.
Well, I don't know that anybody drinks that anymore ever since the Red Bull thing happened. Because now I hear people getting vodka and Red Bull all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand
Former
Red Bull.
Former bartender, yes. That was a very popular drink.
Yeah. Ugh. Let me have a cranberry juice and Red Bull. Get out! Get out of this place! So I go in for the physical today, and like I said, I weigh less than I have in a quarter of a century, and I'm very happy about that and feeling much better about myself. And then there's the part of the physical that no man enjoys.
Oh, you got that.
The glove and the finger.
Did you bring a bottle of wine? Did you bring some flowers?
No.
Anything like that?
No, no, no.
Is that a once-a-year thing?
Every year when I get a physical.
But then they do some kind of test once every 5 years?
What do you think, I'm going back once a week and ask? You know, I know it's only been a week, but would you mind checking my prostate again?
Once you turn 50, the prostate check is once a year. And when the PSA test came along, I told the doctor, I said, oh, cool. So that's just the blood test, just the PSA test. He goes, nope, we have to do both. Both is better.
Yeah. Which brings me to something that we found online today. There is a, if you're in med school practicing to become a real doctor, if you're going to be giving men physicals, you got to know how to do the prostate exam.
Yes.
Yeah, know what you're rooting for in there.
Exactly.
Oh, it's pretty quick, though. And they're just feeling for any kind of abnormality.
Or size of the prostate. But there is a device called Patrick, which is a simulated patient that is essentially a dummy's butt.
Does Patrick squirm, too, and go, whoa!
You're joking, but yes.
Does it?
Yes. Patrick talks to medical students while offering real-time feedback about the virtual prostate exam he's receiving.
Wow.
Says Patrick serves a dual purpose, personal and professional. He comes equipped with software that enables him to interact emotionally with the student and voice any concerns he has about the procedure. Now, we're not going to play you the audio of this, but I think that's so much better than having human males go in there and
have to, testing dummies,
have to be the guinea pig. Mm-hmm. What is that line Chevy Chase uses in Fletch? Using the whole arm there? Doc. Which brings me to the next story, which should kick off a round of stories I call What the Hell is Wrong with People? I've done this many, many times in the past, and today we have another great example. And this is from a college in Orlando, Florida called Valencia College. There's a lawsuit against that college by two women who were there as medical students, who claim that they were forced to undergo invasive examinations, not on their rear ends. They were forced to undergo invasive transvaginal ultrasounds.
Their front ends.
As part of the sonography program, like sonograms and that sort of stuff, at this college. The women say that they were coerced into submitting to in-class vaginal exams by other students. They say they were presented with no other option but to be probed, even when they complained, and they were told, well, it's technically voluntary, but in practice it really is not. And they claim that the college, Valencia College, browbeat students who did not consent to these invasive probes and threatened their academic standing as well as their future careers unless they complied. And they claim that Barbara Ball, who's the head of this sonography program, intimidated these women after they went to her with concerns about regularly having their sexual organs probed in class by a male student. They would have to disrobe in a restroom, drape themselves in towels, come in, and then open their legs in front of everyone else in the class and have this guy, who is one of their classmates, then use this device to probe them.
Well, there's no lawsuit here.
Here's the thing about this. Like Patrick, the prostate exam aide, there are anatomically correct simulators that students can use to practice these exams, but that college won't use them. They want humans doing these tests on other humans. And obviously, more than once, because they say this happened to them repeatedly, even though they told everybody, look, we're uncomfortable here physically and emotionally. We're embarrassed to have to endure this forced probing of our sexual organs. What the hell is wrong with people? And how do the higher-ups at the college not fire whoever it was who said that's the way it has to be?
Yeah, I don't get any of that. Because I would imagine if you were to put, you know, like an ad out, just like you do for nude models for a painting class.
Yes.
I guarantee you would get people that would sign up for it to get, you know, whatever, a page, you know, $20 to, you know, $100 to do it.
Yeah.
To come in and let.
Are you talking about putting an ad in saying
the Riverfront Times?
We need a, we need models to come in so
model,
our students can.
But here's the point. You don't need to have humans doing it. There's an anatomically correct simulator, just as there is for a guy's butt in the prostate exam. Use that.
Yeah.
But forcing students, you know, they're in med school. What are they, 23, 24, maybe 25 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Forcing these women to undergo that?
Mm.
Here's what I would say if I were one of those women. I would say to the woman who's the head of that department, you come in and do it.
Exactly.
You first. Yeah, oh, you want me to do that? You first. Let's see you sit on the professor's desk, spread your legs in the stirrups, and let them probe you. Of course, it's entirely possible she would get off on it. Who knows?
Whoa.
And then, while we're talking about what the hell is wrong with people, how about the Duggar family?
The Duggars.
Duggars, is that how it's pronounced?
Yes.
Have you seen the latest on them? These are the people who are on TV, on TLC, with the 19 kids and counting. This is this evangelical Christian family in Arkansas. Jim, Bob, and Michelle, who they don't believe in contraception, obviously. And they belong to a religious movement. And I don't want anybody to think that I'm just talking about religion here. I'm not. I'm just describing them. They belong to a religious movement that essentially feels like the woman is made to make babies and stay home and take care of the kids, and the man works. Yeah, I know. It's very 18th century. But they believe in that, and their oldest son, Josh, oldest of the 19 kids, has admitted now to some inexcusable actions 12 years ago when he was a teenager. He's 27 now, so this is when he was 15 years old, that he essentially sexually molested little girls, including some of his sisters.
This is one of the kids?
This is the oldest kid in the...
In the family?
Duggar family.
In the Duggar family. When he was 15 years old, he fondled the breasts and vaginas of multiple young girls, sometimes as they slept. Now, you can't go after him for admitting this now because there's a 3-year statute of limitations. This was in 2000, 2001, 2002 that he was doing this. Yeah, 2002, I guess it was, that he was doing this. And so here we are 13 years later. He can't do anything about that.
Who ended up coming forward? Some of the girls that he did this to, or his sisters?
It was a long deal, because at the time, I don't think anything happened.
Nothing happened. His father, Jim Bob, who used to be a member of the Arkansas legislature.
Went to some church elders, I think, and told him what happened. And
he says he disciplined his son and took him a year later with church elders to meet with a state trooper and family friend, Jim Hutchins, who he says gave Josh Duggar a very stern talk, but no official action. Now, here's what you need to know about Jim Hutchins. He is in jail right now serving a 56-year sentence for child pornography. That's the guy that Jim Bob thought, I'm going to take my son to go see him so that he understands that it's wrong to have fondled your sisters and other little girls. And this is not something that wasn't known before. In 2006, the Duggars were supposed to go on Oprah's show, but the producers of Oprah's show got an email tip about this abuse, and they canceled the appearance, and they contacted authorities. And an investigation found multiple victims, including some in the Duggar home, claiming Josh had molested them, but the 3-year statute of limitations had run out, and so he was never prosecuted. And now Josh is 27 years old. He's got 3 kids of his own. He works for some evangelical loudmouth group, which he has resigned from. He resigned yesterday. And by the way, most of this story came out yesterday afternoon, which makes me ask the question, why did TLC run a marathon of 19 kids and counting last night? It wasn't until about 90 minutes ago that network decided we're going to pull all their reruns off the air, and the next season of their show, there won't be a next season. But that didn't happen yesterday when this information came out. It happened today. And by the way, the Duggars, including Josh and this group that he's a part of, have been for years saying we can't give more rights to lesbians and gays and transsexual people because they're all child molesters. They're pedophiles. And he's been saying that knowing this about himself and his family knowing this about him, that he was a child molester. Now, I've said this before. There are horrible crimes in the world. Horrible crimes. And I think child molesting is in the top 3. Murder, rape, child molestation. And the fact that there's a 3-year statute of limitations on that?
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
You know, there's no statute of limitations on murder. No. If you killed somebody 25 years ago and they find you today, you're going to be tried and hopefully prosecuted and you're going to go away.
Like it happened yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Why is that not the case for child molestation?
I don't get that one.
Particularly when the guy has admitted it, and his parents knew about it. And he was out there making all these claims about how, oh, if you're in that lifestyle, you're likely to be... Well, you're a heterosexual man who is part of a family that's pretty good at procreation, and yet you're the one who did this when you were 15 years old.
Do we know how old these girls were?
Doesn't say.
I guess they ranged.
Doesn't say. Very, ages. Very young. All underage. Again, what the hell is wrong with people? I got one more that fits in this category, but I know we got to break and check the road. So we'll do that and come back in a moment here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at those highways right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, Dan, it'd be a mess out there. I knew it was going to be, you know, this morning was just dead, and I said there's going to be an explosion this afternoon, and sure enough, there is.
Oh, it's the Friday theory.
It's the Friday theory, and then add on top of that, it's Memorial Weekend. So here's what we've got. First of all, you've got a crash multi-vehicle on southbound 170 south of Forest Park Parkway. Only the right lane is getting through there, and it's a jam now. Back to Page. We have an accident on southbound 55 south of the Poplar Street Bridge. That's affecting traffic coming in from Illinois. You're jamming up from the King Bridge split up to the Poplar and then trying to ramp onto southbound Highway 55. You've got the off-ramp closed on southbound 55 at Richardson Road due to an accident. Let's see. We have pretty heavy traffic on westbound 40, and we're going to call it from Highway 94 all the way out through Wentzville. Westbound 70, that's slowing Lake St. Louis to Wentzville. And obviously, that's lake traffic. And then southbound 270, stop and go from Page down through Doherty Ferry. We have eastbound 270, that's heavy now from east of McDonald through Highway 170. And it also looks like we have pretty slow traffic on westbound 70 between Highway 170 and Lindbergh. This traffic report brought to you by PSC Metals, paying top dollar for everything from cans to cars. PSCMetals.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hailstones in your yard, beautiful sunrises, floodwaters in your street, incredible sunsets, scary cloud formations moving in. There are just as many kinds of weather photographs taken as there are many different kinds of weather. And we'd like to post yours on our website or social media. When you see bad weather or beautiful weather, share your images with us at weather550 at ktrs.com. Be sure to let us know your name and where the photograph was taken, and your images could be seen by people all over the planet on ktrs.com.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops.
They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters.
Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life.
Nobody else does that.
Granite Busters, the best deal and so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Online at GraniteBusters.com.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time medical technologists to provide pathology and laboratory services for our veterans at our local facility. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 401k, paid vacation, holidays, and sick leave. Serious candidates, please call me at 314-488-8252. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me, Christine, at 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. This is the time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of 20 to 40% off new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need to make you go, ah, on the patio. And at 20 to 40% off, isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years? What are you waiting for? With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Let me tell you about Menino's Market in Cotterville. Beef tenderloin kebabs, chicken kebabs, ribeye steaks, bacon wrapped fillets for $6.29 each. And don't forget about the peppercorn sirloin steaks, just to mention a few of the items. Fresh produce, friendly people, Menino's Market in Cotterville. For catering, meninosmarket.com. That's M-A-N-N-I-N-O-S Market. meninosmarket.com on the corner of Highway N and Motherhead in Cotterville. meninosmarket.com.
Tired of the same old, same old? Bishop's Post is alive with activity every day, with Monday through Friday happy hours featuring cocktail, beer, and wine specials, plus fabulous offerings on their new bar menu for only $7. Also, don't forget their famous brunch on Sundays from 10 till 3. Bishop's Post has a terrific patio and three private dining rooms, which are perfect for all occasions. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. To book an event, contact Jenna. And for more information, visit bishopspost.com.
Looking to do some home improvement? Well, Jamie Roberts of Siding Express, a James Hardy preferred remodeler, said their low price fixed bid guarantee on James Hardy siding, it should get your attention. Jamie is so confident he'll provide the lowest price without surprise charges, he'll give you a $100 gift card if he can't beat a James Hardy preferred remodeler bid. So before you hire a contractor, get three bids and make Siding Express one of them. Call 636-578-0033 or visit SidingExpress.com.
Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made Broilmaster offers models that sear using high-energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Broilmaster is available in propane, natural gas, and the all-new charcoal model. Go to BroilmasterSTL.com or visit the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian Geist and Strauss here in the studio with me. Colin will be along in about a half hour, and we'll review movies and showbiz stuff from this week. Before the break, I was using a segment of the show that I call What the Hell is Wrong with People? And there is one local story here that made me ask the question when I read it on the STL Today website this morning. Did you hear about the prank, and I put that prank in air quotes, that some seniors at Holt High School in Wentzville did
yes.
this week?
Yeah, heard about that.
They uprooted three trees from planters in the atrium of the school near the cafeteria and tried to replant them in the softball field outside. Now, I've said this before, I'm not a big fan of pranks. I never find them funny. I hear, you know, about celebrities pulling pranks or, you know, they're doing something with hidden cameras and microphones and will she notice that whatever it is.
And I don't know that my daughter did any or any of her friends or anyone did a senior prank this year.
When I was a senior in high school, the big thing was senior skip day. Mm-hmm. That was it. I didn't know that. Maybe there were people pulling up pranks, but I didn't know. But there's 10 students at Holt High School who are in big trouble now because they uprooted these trees and they damaged the roots of the trees, and so they may not be able to replant them anywhere now. Looks like the trees have been destroyed. Now, the trees don't cost a lot, about $100 when you get one when it's like 4 feet tall. You know, you go into a brand new subdivision and you're taller than the trees.
Right.
That's the kind of trees these were. But these were not still 4 feet tall. They were 25 feet tall. They'd been growing for more than three decades. And these guys, I'm assuming it's guys, maybe there are women involved as well, they dug these trees up and tried to plant them in the softball field, and I'm guessing it didn't go all that well. I don't know. I haven't seen any pictures. And now the school district, of course, is upset, and they called the cops, and the cops actually came and arrested them. They've been released now, but they've got a criminal record now.
They've been charged with felonies.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. Why? I don't get it. Is that a
are you talking about why?
Why the prank?
Why the prank? Now, I have no idea.
Now, as far as the arrest goes, far as I'm concerned, these 10 kids are on the hook for whatever it costs to replace those trees and not go out and buy $100 4-foot trees. They should have to get, I don't know where you get a 35-year-old tree.
Yeah, and, I'm assuming
pick it up and move it. There are companies that do that for you.
Yeah.
But I think that they should be on the hook for that and, you know, pay for the damage. And you could probably dismiss any criminal charges against them. But,
yeah,
you
know,
got to hold them accountable for what they've done.
I definitely think they have to be held accountable. I think the felony charge for digging up trees is a bit much because that felony will follow them the rest of their lives now. Senior prank is just that. It's just seniors getting together. What we were going to do, and I wasn't a part of it, though, even though one might think I would be, but I wasn't. We were going to try and get a cow and take a cow upstairs and put the cow on the second floor.
Because cows can't go downstairs.
Yeah, cows won't go down the stairs.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I've always heard that.
We've always heard that.
Urban legend.
We have enough farmers with cows in our listening area. Somebody can tell us whether that's true or not.
So no one could really get a cow.
No one could get a cow.
No one could get a cow. No one wanted to steal a cow.
Have a cow, man.
And there were plenty of farms around, but no one wanted to go try and steal a cow. So someone had an old toilet. And they cemented a toilet out in front of the school. Okay. Just got some cement bag and just plopped it there.
Okay.
No harm done, but they just put it there, and that was the senior prank.
Okay.
Something stupid. I have no idea.
And then the people who were involved in that are laughing themselves.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah, and then everybody else is like, oh, I think I know who did that.
And then in the end, somebody else, a janitor or somebody, you know,
has to
go out there and clean up after that.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Go to the phones and see if somebody can answer the cow question for us, okay?
Yeah, what I saw here is that they can, but they can't easily see the ground right at their feet, so they have issues with that, and their hips make it harder to stop their weight from taking them all the way down the stairs, like, you know, kind of rearing back and keeping your weight backwards. But I think it is possible, because somebody has a video of a cow walking.
It would be like trying to stop Melissa McCarthy from going down the stairs once you get started.
Yes, once they start, it's tough to stop.
Same kind of thing. That's not the only stupid senior prank, by the way. In Kirkwood this week, at Kirkwood High School, they had what they call Toga Night. And let's just stop right there. Animal House was 1978. And by the way, took place.
Is that the origin of Toga Night?
And by the way, took place in 1962. 1962 was when people were doing Toga Night. But because of that, you know, it
still goes on.
People still do it. Well, you know, it's the same thing as high schools doing sock hops. That became popular because the movie Grease came out in 1978, and it was a look back at the 50s, which is when sock hops were popular. But people who grew up in that generation, they thought, oh, sock hops are cool again, and they forced it on their children. There are no 15-year-olds anywhere in America who are saying, oh, I wish I could go to a sock hop.
No.
So this guy called in, I think his name was Jason. He had the worst phone in the world. Jason, get a new phone.
Okay.
But he said the kids are being charged with a felony because they actually broke into the school.
Ah.
So there's breaking in. And
because,
then,
well, the trees were inside in the atrium near the cafeteria, so of course they had to get in there.
Yeah, so
to
they
do
broke
that.
In. Where sometimes the schools are open and stuff like that, and you can get in there, but they actually broke into the school.
Well, here's another felony charge they had, arboring a fugitive.
Ah!
Oh, my goodness.
I see what you did there. You know what? They should have their own day. I don't know what you'd call it. Maybe Fugitive Day. Nah. So these kids at Kirkwood High School on Toga Night spray painted a bunch of signs and buildings and cars. They tagged pretty much everything with some. Now, at what point does somebody in the group go, this is going to be great?
Yes, not very creative.
That's just outright vandalism.
Right.
Yeah.
I like the one that they had at Wentzville, in Wentzville at Timberland High a few years ago, where the marching band marched down the halls during the day and played The Final Countdown by Europe, which was a heavy metal band in the 80s. Okay.
The final.
Nobody gets hurt. everybody can go, what was that? Okay, that was just a prank. That's fine. Nothing got destroyed. There was no vandalism involved. Otherwise, I just
some disruption.
Yeah, exactly. And that's fine.
Yeah.
Don, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi, guys. How's everybody?
Good.
All right. I heard one prank story up here in Central Illinois. I don't know the details completely, but apparently the senior somehow was able to get a small-town school put on Craigslist for sale. Now, I think that's hilarious.
Okay, that's good. That's fine. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of pranks, but that is creative. And, you know, all you have to do is later apologize to the secretary in the main office who had to answer the phone all day long. No, the school is not for sale.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah, that sounds like a halfway fun one. The one about moving the trees, that sounds like way too much work.
Yeah, and it really is essentially just vandalism. At what point in your teen years did somebody tell you, you know what, vandalism is okay if you think it's funny?
Well, I just wonder if that moving the tree, I wonder if alcohol was involved.
Nah. How could they, they're high school kids, could they possibly, have gotten their hands on alcohol at age 18?
I don't even know where that came
Ridiculous,
from.
Ridiculous, Don.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks for calling. Hi, Laura, you're on the Big 550.
I don't even know where that came from.
All right, Laura's going to hear her name in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Hi, Laura.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I got you.
How about Parkway West when they took the shop teacher, Mr. Horsman's VW, took it apart and reassembled it on the third floor? That was wonderful at Parkway West, 1975.
And what happened after that? What's the rest of the story?
Well, and then they went to Deschamps' office and filled the entire office with balloons. That's funny. You know, nothing was destructible.
Well, I think he was asking about the car.
Yeah.
How did they get the car back outside? They redisassembled
it? All the shop classes had to take it apart and take it back out. But the way they got into the school is, you know, they cleaned us the school at night also, and somebody just hid in the bathrooms, you know, so there was no breaking in. But also, remember when they stole the Shoney's Big Boy off of Shoney's
and put
it on the... Yeah, that was classic. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Those are the days of Albert, the principal.
You know, anybody who went to a high school that offered an auto shop class, you know exactly the guys that Laura is talking about. Because I used to sometimes just walk around the school and say to a friend of mine, "See that Trans Am over there? Used to be a Volkswagen Beetle." That's auto shop right over there.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you called, Laura. Thanks. Here's Steve on the Big 550. Hello.
Oh, got a good one. My niece goes to Herman High School. She's been out for, 5 years now?
Okay.
But her and four other girls got together, and they got the idea from her aunt from her other side of the family. But prom was coming up, and they had a prom committee, and the parents were on it, and they had a fundraiser, and it was all ready to go. And they stole some letterhead from Herman High School, and they printed out letters to the effect saying, the prom committee... We didn't have enough money. We didn't do much on our fundraiser.
Oh, no.
We will not be able to chaperone the party. But in lieu of that, we will be sending out condoms to each of the seniors as they enter the door. Oh, my gosh. It was hilarious. It made the paper. There were some people that really laughed about it. You know, they figured it was funny.
Yeah.
But once one of the prom committee members, one was a mother, she had a fit. So all the girls got brought into the principal's office, and the principal, it was like the scene in Porky's. The principal and the superintendent couldn't hardly keep a straight face when they're telling them that they're in trouble.
Now, was the mother upset because it would have meant people believed that the prom was being canceled, or because some high schooler used the word condom?
She did it because she was on there, and people thought that she was one of the people who said that.
Oh, I see.
Oh, my goodness.
And that she actually sent the letter out, and I guess she just... I know the girl, and she just got upset about it, and it was hilarious.
What happened? What was the discipline at that point?
They had to do the community service.
All right.
That was it. They're around school.
Okay.
They had to come in. That was all.
Yeah. See, to me, that's different than somebody destroying property. I mean, there's a story back in 2003 in Melville. where a bunch of students there spray painted the walls and lit a couple of portable toilets on fire. Well, how is that funny? How is that prank worthy? Yeah. That's just pure vandalism. That's something completely different. All right, Colin's going to come in here in the next hour. We're going to review the new George Clooney movie, Tomorrowland, and the new Ethan Hawke movie, Good Kill, and a couple of other showbiz stories as well. And then later, Knuckleheads in the News and the Harris Challenge.
Meet me.
It's a crazy afternoon as we head into this holiday weekend. Here's Tim Weiland with traffic.
All right, they have cleared the crash on southbound 170 south of Forest Park Parkway. All lanes are open, but the traffic is still a solid jam from Page down through Highway 40. Westbound 70, you're still running stop and go between Highway 170 through about Cypress. Eastbound 270 now is McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound 40, you've got the usual slowdown in town here from Kings Highway through McCausland. A little bit heavy out around 270, and then you really jam up from 94 out to Highway 70. And on southbound 270, it looks like we're stopping, going some pockets now between Dorset down through Ladue, and then from from Doherty Ferry through Highway 44. Westbound 44, you're slowing from Lindbergh to 270. This traffic report brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you are headed. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
They made it to the third round. Wednesday night, Soccer Park in Fenton comes alive with excitement as the St. Louis FC takes on Minnesota United FC in the third round of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. Coverage begins at 6, the game at 7 on the Big 550 KTRS. Your home of the St. Louis FC.
Sometimes the value of a home or a piece of property depends on a lot more than the color of the walls or how secluded it is. The health and beauty of the trees on that property can make a huge difference. To make sure your trees are as healthy as they can be, contact T&L Tree Service. T&L Tree Service is one of only a handful of tree companies that employ certified arborists. And that's important when hiring a tree service. Get a free estimate at 314-895-1883 or online at tltreeservice.com. T&L Tree Service.
Hey, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. My brother Tony Slimon and I want you to know that Appliance Discounters will be open on Memorial Day. Come by any of our four locations today through Memorial Day and get the lowest price of the year on Frigidaire, Electrolux, GE, Bosch, Samsung, and LG appliances. You'll also get free installation on select dishwashers, up to $2,000 cash rebates on select kitchen packages, and 24 months interest-free financing.